but it's what I got. Things are popping up.
Why is this even a choice that you need to make? Saying no to me would surely be your biggest mistake. Come closer, dear. You've got nothing to fear. Who needs a mango when there's a tango at stake? I'm overdoing it, and I have no more lyrics left. And the rhythm with the strumming is kind of fucked. But this is fun, and I need to put this down so I can finish answering this AMA and go to sleep.
Fucking know what it's called, but that's that. Yeah. Well, yeah, that was a use of my time. Thanks, Mako. That was fun. Mr. Tinkles, you certainly had a load of questions that were quite interesting. In my previous incarnation of this, I answered it with some of my friends. I don't know if I'm gonna link it, but because it was just the Mr. Tingle set, I felt like the rest of the questions were, there was no point in me bringing in other people because they were about me. But these were fun, and I had fun talking about them with my friends. But they ended up speaking more than me in that thing, and I felt like that wasn't optimal, you know, for an AMA about me. You don't really know them. They're fun to listen to, but I might post it if there's an interest, or if you have an interest in listening to my friends and I talk about your fun questions. Yeah. Anyway, here we go. Here we go, yeah. Alright, let's get into it. What GWA tags do you like most, and which do you wish there was more of? Well, I always wish there was more F for F. Forever and ever. It can never be enough. I do wish there was more M for M, because, like, not that I listen to it personally, but for the good of GWA, like, I rarely see M for M's, probably less than I see F for F's, just solely because there are more women on GWA that post, I feel like, or at least they get pushed to the top. I don't know, but, which do I like the most? I love the ASMR tag, and my friends know this because it's just, I have a thing for ASMR. I have such a thing for ASMR. Like, I was in, it's kind of out of control. I told this story on, a thread somewhere, but, I was at a candy store, and I noticed that, like, this makes a fun noise too, but the bins of, like, saltwater taffies and little candies that they have, I was just shuffling them around, and they were making such a satisfying noise, and they were just so fun to play with, and it was getting a little bit out of control, that my friend had to grab me and forcibly, like, remove me from the store. Because I just, ASMR, but also, I don't know, I was kind of doing it for the attention, but, it brings tingles to my ears, and I love it, and it's great, it's beautiful, and some people just do really good immersive ASMRs, like Belle in the Woods, shout out, pretty awesome stuff you got there, ma'am. Hi, how you doing? What else? I really like, I also really like mommy dom little girl things. There's not a lot of those, too. I do wish there was more of those, because I feel like that's, like, such a specific thing, because it's, like, already FRF, which is pretty, not common, and then it's, like, a specific thing within that. I'm not a fan of the incest, but it's, like, okay, because I'm aware that it's not real life, and I'm aware that, like, you're not actually my mother, because I have a mom, and, like, she's not you, so that's probably, like, the only kind of incest I can get behind, because I just know that it's so not true. It's very fake, and I, like, can only get behind it if it's, like, just so fake, like, cousin stuff, or, like, brother, sister, even though, like, I know you're not my, like, I have a brother, and, like, I know you're not my brother, but it's just weird. Like, daddy stuff. Like, I know you're not my daddy, but it's still weird. Like, I know you're not my father, but it's still weird. I don't know. What was I talking about? Yeah. That. Those are the texts I like. I like, I've also been perusing, Pillow Talk Audio, PTA, more recently, because I do listen to a lot of GWA things to fall asleep, and then, you know, I keep forgetting, there's an entire whole subreddit for that specific thing. Well, not specific thing, but, like, it helps. Gentle. Yes. Next. What's it like to naturally have such a lovely voice, especially such a beautiful singing voice? Thanks. Do you actually want me to talk about what it's like to have a lovely voice? Because I feel like that's just bragging. What? I don't know. Even though people keep saying it to me, I'm, like, continually surprised when people think I have a nice voice. Like, I'm always surprised. Like, I listen to myself speak, and even sometimes when I'm like, yeah, I sound good in that, like, I'm still surprised when people, especially when people think I, like, find my talking voice nice. Because I get singing, because you rehearse and you cultivate, it's a skill that you cultivate and you practice. And it's planned out tones and pitches, and it's just a piece of music that someone else probably wrote. Usually, I write songs myself, but not a whole lot. So, yeah, usually it's, like, someone else's thing, and you're just performing that thing. But when it's just talking, that's wild. It's crazy when people say I have a nice voice. It baffles me. You'd think I'd just be used to it by now, but never. Never. What? My voice did what to you? Who? What? I don't, huh? Who? Who is this? Who are you? Who am I? What am I doing? It's almost midnight. I have to go to bed. Oh, man. I have such a long day tomorrow. And I'm about to get little to no sleep. I'll get sleep. It'll be fine. Next. Do you like having music playing in the background while you get it on? Do you prefer relative silence during sexy times, or do you just prefer to shout random quotes from movies/video games during sex? You want me to call you daddy? No, I am your father. And that face. I'd prefer music, because, you know, it sets the tone. And also, y'all know that I'm a dancer, so you put on some tunes, and immediately, whatever kind of music it is, and I just get into that mood. So, like, you put on some sexy slow jam tunes, and I'm like all about that. Because I've got choreography, boy. Or girl, or whatever. You know? I did say I was bi. Huh. Yeah. I feel like silence, unless you're just already so, like, into it, is just boring. Because, yeah. Or unless, there just has to be some sort of noise. I like the noise. I can't do anything in silence, really. Unless it's reading or studying, because then sometimes I get distracted. But if I'm like driving, I can't drive in silence. That shit's ridiculous. I can't clean in silence. You gotta put on some tunes, and then like chores become fucking the best. That's why Cinderella sings, man. Anyway, next. Despite being too old for Hogwarts, you've discovered that you now have magic. However, your wand's core is made from the unspeakably fabulous Harry Styles-esque hair of an incubus, and only works for blatantly sexy purposes. How will you use your powers to bring about world peace? I'd make sure that everybody is getting some. Now, in my conference with my friends, they did some mean things to people with their sexual powers. But I would use them for good, because the goal here is world peace. So, like, if people are satisfied sexually, I feel like they'd be less mad about things. You know, I'd promote, I'd promote sexual health, and I'd promote sexual liberty, and I would free all those girls who are, who are stuck as sex slaves, especially in like the Southeast Asian countries, because it gets me, man. I almost, this is a story for another day, but I was almost kidnapped once, and it scarred me forever. So that's important to me. Anyway, yeah. That. Am I still recording? I keep checking because I gotta. Sorry. Yeah. I would promote sexual education. Good sexual education. Because it would bring down, STDs that are distributed. That's not the right word. That are transmitted. Yes. Someone's just passing out STDs. It would bring that down. It would bring down teen pregnancies and unwanted pregnancies, because people fucking know what they're doing and they take precautions and stuff like that. The world would just be a better place. Because, yeah. How often do you find yourself attracted to men, either in a romantic, long-term relationship kind of way, or in a purely physical, let's get it on kind of way? Basically, how often do you see a guy and think, yes, I want to grab his willy and swish and flick it like I'm Hermione Granger? It's weird. This is weird. But I kind of explained already that I'm more leaning towards the ladies at the moment. But I do see a lot of guys at my school that I just really want to hate fuck. Like, there are so many fuck boys at my school. Like, fratty, gross looking. Not gross looking, because they're, like, pretty attractive. But just, like, they all dress the same with the shorts and the button down stupid shirts and the backwards hats and the boat shoes and they're, like, I don't know, like their dad owns a boat or something like that. And I just want to hate fuck them. Or just, I don't know. I don't know. But then, like, when I have the opportunity to, I don't. Because I get offended. So there's that. Yeah. Next question. Yeah. Do you fap to audios, or do you just listen to them for purely intellectual purposes? If it's the latter, do you do it while cosplaying as Gordon Ramsay and criticizing things you disliked about the audio? This audio's volume is so low that I expect it to fly off the Millennium Falcon. Well, I'm always cosplaying as Gordon Ramsay. I'm just kidding. I do both sometimes, because sometimes there's audios that are just so interesting that, like, I'm not drawn to the tags, but I want to listen to it just to see what this is about. But other times, obviously, I fap to audios. Oh boy, do I fap to audios. Yeah. But sometimes it's a mix of both within it, because it's such a good quality audio that, yes, you're getting on to it. Getting off. I don't. It's just terminology. What? I'm broken. That it's just so. I can't speak because I'm thinking about audios now. And I'm just getting very flustered. But that. And also, you're thinking, how did you do this? What is your setup like? Because I was listening to one where I listened to a couple bath audios, and some people like to use nice microphones, like, for, like, special sound effects and stereo recordings, like, in the bathtub. But, like, I'm just curious, like, this is incredibly sexy, and I'm imagining you in your bathtub now, but, like, where is the microphone? Where did you put it? What are your settings, and how do you have, like, towels set around it so that it doesn't get wet? Because that shit's expensive. Like, do you have a stand, or do you have it? I'm intrigued. Also, audios with really good editing, like a lot of Galanthea audios, a lot of just people who, and that is just like, yes, it's beautiful. I love it. But also, how? Dude, it's crazy. What's it called? The giant collabs that John does. I listen to them more for just to study, because like, while I appreciate how time consuming and crazy that must be, it's just so overwhelming for my ears, just all those voices, like, all those layers all at once. It's so overwhelming, and I just, like, can't, like, fathom my small body. It's just, there's so much going on, like, whoa. So it, like, doesn't really do anything for me, but I'm just like, dang, this is so cool. What else? But I don't really, like, I'm never mean. I'm never Gordon Ramsay. I just, if something is really cool, then I'll just think about that. And I kind of feel bad because they spent, like, all this time, like, trying to make it immersive, and it's, like, kind of counterintuitive, but it's super cool. Super duper cool. I love audios. They're great. It's a form of expression. And I'm always curious about how people make their, like, wet noises. Like, how people, like, make, like, blowjob noises and, like, cunnilingus noises. Because I was trying to figure out how, like, it took me a while to, like, figure out a good system. System for how to do my, make some cunnilingus noises. Mm-hmm. TMI? Never TMI. This is guab. It's fine. So I was just, like, licking different things, trying to figure out what made the best noises, and then, like, listening to myself do it, it seemed really weird, and I'm just like, I hope someone likes this. I hope. Yeah. Next. What fictional character possesses the most qualities that you look for in a romantic partner? For example, I want someone who is eager to please, has unusual speech patterns, and almost absolutely magical hands, which is why I love Dobby the House Elf. Huh. I'm trying to suss out, like, I'm trying to be as clever as you are with your example, but, My back hurts still. I love Jem Carstairs from the Infernal Devices series because he's so sweet and so, like, selfless and loving and just a very kind boy. And he plays the violin and he's willing to fight for Tessa and do whatever she wants and needs her to do. And I cry because he's also addicted to drugs, which is not a quality that I look for, but he can't help it because he needs them to survive. And it turns his hair gray, and he fucking... I'm sorry, but I love Jem. And it's been a while since I've read that series. But he was the first person that I thought of. Because I love that boy. Whew, bringing me back to my middle school days. Anyway, what's your favorite thing to do after getting some good loving? Do you prefer to talk about random things, roll over and sleep, watch funny YouTube videos together, or just go out for food now that you've satisfied your other kind of hunger? Well, if it's some good loving, then I'd be tuckered out and just want to go to bed. Because, yeah. But if it's, like, not, then probably food. Or funny YouTube videos. Or just... I don't know. Or just leave. But... yeah, if it's good loving, then I'm gonna go to bed. Because I'd be tired. Yeah. Yeah. I was gonna talk about something, but, like, that's a bit too TMI. A very naughty genie has appeared and offered you 3 very unusual wishes. You can make any 3 GWA audios real, meaning that instead of just listening to them, you can actually live them out. Which audios do you pick if you can't be bothered to pick any out? Well, what's your favorite fast food? Okay, well, I'm gonna answer it, but... Does Chipotle count as fast food? Because I love Chipotle. And I know some people, like, hate Chipotle. I don't know why. And they prefer... Some people fucking prefer Taco Bell over Chipotle, which I don't get. Because that's not even on the same level as Chipotle. Taco Bell's barely Mexican food. Anyway. As if Chipotle's, like, real Mexican food. But, What was I talking? Oh, yeah, the genie thing. Well, number one would be Galanthea's one that's, like, the druid initiation. Yeah. That. Because it's crazy. It's insane. And she knows how much I love that audio. So, Galanthea. Because fantasy, the vines, and they, like, were you the one, I forget, Mr. Tinkles, did you do the Galanthea impression when I couldn't do the Galanthea impression? I forget, but someone did it, and I was fucking dead. Number 2 would be an audio that Belle in the Woods recently released. I think it was, like, something, Can I Hurt You? Something like that. But it's fucking... I would love for that to happen in real life. I'm 100% yes. Please. Hurt me. I accept. But, yeah. It was just so, like, it was so what I want in real life. And, like, if I were to meet, like, if by some crazy force of nature, like, we were to meet in real life, like, that's the kind of dynamic that I would want. I've died, and I've passed on to the afterlife, thinking about that. Anyway, the last one would be, okay, well, throw away your lust, said she was gonna make this happen. I don't know, I don't think she's done it yet, but, she was gonna do not a gender flip, but she was just gonna straight up do a female version of this, like, business-y, dumb CEO audio, where, like, the listener is the secretary, and then, like, the CEO, like, fucks you. Something like that. But originally it was done by, I listened to the one that was filled by, by Moondance With Me? Moondance With Me. Oh shit, what's this? Okay. Yeah, and it was super sexy, and I am very particular about my male audios, and that one really did it for me. So that would be awesome. I had a dream about that recently, but it was, like, intertwined with other stuff. Like, I think I was, like, supposed to pick up my friend from the airport, but, like, that audio was happening, and instead of just, like, enjoying it like I normally would, like, if I were listening to the audio, I was like, I'm sorry, I have to go pick up my friend from the airport, and I just ran away. So that was that. I would like redemption in real life. Yeah. So those are my three. If a video game were to be made about your life, what kind of game do you think it would be? An action RPG? A dating sim? First-person shooter? Grand Theft Auto V? The Sims? Okay, so I talked about this. And if I end up putting up the part where I talk to my friends, we talk about this. So my one friend suggested, and she was totally correct, that it would be a reverse dating sim where I start with 10 guys who are all into me, and I have to either let them down easily or try to get them to stop liking me. And, because it's hilarious and sad, but that was the story of my freshman year of high school, and that's how that went. And you win the game when you date a girl. That's how you win. Yeah. Because I was never pursued, nor did I ever pursue any females, and I really would love to do that. One day, soon, please. I want to know the touch of another woman. So cheesy. I'm so cheesy. Anyway, thanks, Mr. Tinkles, for your fun questions. I am almost done. No, I'm not almost done. There are so many. Next up is Melt My Happiness. Hi, Melt. How you doing? Can you share something that's on your bucket list? My stomach made a weird noise. That's on my bucket list. But I really want to do a cross-country road trip. It's kind of cheesy, but I really want to do it, and I really want to get out of my comfort zone and just that kind of thing, because one, I'm, like, so bad at traveling without plans. Like, I want to be spontaneous and just go out there and wing it, you know? And also, I'm really bad at driving, so I would have to fucking get better at driving and learn how to trust myself and do that. But it would be so cool, especially out west. I forget what state it is. Was it Nevada, where it's like so flat and empty that it's the best place to see the sunrise or to watch the stars or something? Because there's like no pollution and it's all empty and it's desert. I think it's Nevada. I was talking to somebody about this. But yeah, that would be so cool. And yeah. Where in the world would you travel if money were no object and why? Well, immediately I go to like tropical type places because that's just what I love and it's what I was made for, man. I wasn't made for this fucking northeastern weather. But, I would travel, I would want to do one of those like island hopping tours of the Philippines where you hop from island to island. I thought that was kind of self-explanatory, but I'm tired and I explained it. But anyway, yes. Where in the world would you, yes, so I would go do one of those and take lots of pictures behind waterfalls and stuff like that and see all the nature. Yeah, nature. Cool. What accent, in your opinion, is the sexiest, and can you give us a taste? I suck at accents, and I would butcher the fuck out of it. But, and also, I think, I don't think there is a sexiest accent to me, because anytime I hear someone with a, like, a cool accent, I'm, like, immediately, like, starstruck. Even if, well, actually, I don't know. Well, there are people who have, like, and there are people within same accents who I think are really sexy, and then some people who I don't think are as sexy, because it's just based on voice and personality and, like, the way they speak. Like, if they're really mean, then it's not sexy. They're just annoying. But if you're sweet-talking me in some kind of accent, then, oh, okay. Okay, I can get down with this. But I get so flustered by people when I talk to people in real life or like have conversations with people like with accents. Like, hey Mel, if I were to actually have a conversation with you and like meet you or something, then I don't think I'd be able to function as a human being because I'd just be so distracted by, well, the fact that it's you and you're so incredibly sexy and that like you have your accent. I would be so shook. Shook to the core. But yeah. Sometimes I think I have an accent, sometimes I think I don't. I don't know. It comes and goes. Weird. It's weird. Don't know. My voice is so raw. I've been talking for so long. Good girl 1980. Hi Gigi. How you doing? What makes you proud to be you? That's so sweet. And I had trouble thinking about this the first time around. And it ended up being kind of a pity party. But I've discovered that I am proud of the fact that I bounce back from things, no matter what. Even if I'm in such a shitty situation, then I will find my way around. And I will figure out what to do, and I will make it work. And I never fail. It doesn't happen. Even if it seems like I'm gonna, everything is fucked. I just never do. Which I feel like I need to have an epic failure, at least one, so I can learn from my mistakes and stop, just putting everything off and just hoping that everything will work out in the end, because I need to just get my shit together. But, alas, I know that deep down, I'll always make it work in the end. And I guess that's something to be proud of. I guess that's a skill or something, but yeah. 2, what is your earliest childhood memory? I'm not really sure, because every time I think of a memory, I think of a memory from before that, and the timeline gets fuzzy the younger I get. But I remember when I was maybe 3 or 4, my dad had this bike, and he had a little bike seat for me, so I could sit in the back of it and ride with him. And I remember riding, he was riding the bike, and I was in the little seat, and I saw my neighbors had little, like, tricycles and, like, bikes with training wheels, and I was so jealous, because I wanted my own bike. And I didn't want to be a baby and just, you know, sit in this back seat. No, I wanted to ride my own bike. And I'm not sure if I told them that or not, but I was just kind of sad about it. Because, yeah, I don't think I told them about it. I just remember being sad, and, like, I was too afraid to ask for things because money was tight. Yeah. But did I even understand the concept that money was tight back then? I don't know. Maybe, I guess so. If, like, I still feel that way. I don't know. Maybe I'm just, like, projecting. I'm not sure. But I remember that. That's a thing that happened. What is your favorite song to sing in the shower? Well, last semester, because we had communal bathrooms, my friends and I would shower together, because that's what you do when you're friends. You and your buds just showering in all in one. Not in the same stall, but, you know. And we would always sing songs from Moana. And the lineup would all usually go, it would usually go, Moana, make way, Moana, it's time you knew. The village of Motunu is all you need. And then we would just go until we forgot the lyrics or until the song ended. And then we would sing You're Welcome. And then we would sing, we would sing You're Welcome. And then we would sing, see the light as it shines in the sea, it calls me, and no one knows how far it goes. And my voice is so shot from all this talking that I've been doing. But yeah, that was our lineup. We would sing those songs from Moana. And I'm sad because that's not going to happen anymore because we don't have communal showers. We have one shower now that we share in our house. And we're not all going to go in there together because that's not the kind of friends we are. Next up. Well, thank you, Gigi, for these questions. I won't buy... I won't bite hard. Hi. How you doing? Where is the microphone? I am so far away from it. I'm sorry. Gosh, it's almost been 2 hours. Hi. Why is your flare boy? I really need to know because it's fucking with my head for some reason. The incongruity. It's based off of a SpongeBob meme. It's not cool or anything. But, yeah. Do you remember when you first ate a mango? Nah, I've been eating mangoes since I was birthed out the womb, probably. So I don't really know. What, specifically, is it about older attractive women that fluster you? Also, how old is older? Well, basically, most people on GWA are older to me. There are some people who are in my age range, but, like, there are a lot of people older. So I'd say like late, anywhere from late 20s to like 40s is like older for me. Is that unreasonable? Maybe. Can I fantasize? Yes. But it's just how the fact that they're older, attractive women, is that not enough? Because all the attractiveness in there, and also like they're so like they got their shit together, or at least they seem like they do, and they just are infinitely more experienced than I am. So there is much, if they were willing to teach me, there is much that I could learn. I'm smiling now thinking about it. Why? But my stomach's making weird noises and I apologize. 'Cause I ate at a fucking normal time. I ate like a normal person today. What is this? But yes. I guess the experience and just the fact that they're older, attractive women, the best kind. Yeah, and also that it's kind of unattainable, and I know that like I've talked to some people on GWA, and like and it baffles me because if this were real life, like you wouldn't think of me in this way. There wouldn't be a platform for me to get at your level, you know? So that's wild to me. That. I'm all flustered now just thinking about it. Thanks a lot. I won't fight hard. I can't stop smiling. Stop this. Myself. At myself. Okay. How slash why did you happen upon GWA? Well, is that the kind of the same question? But I was looking for something. I was just looking for things to read initially, so I went to Literotica, and then I found the text to audio type thing, and then I found that, and a couple of those people led me here. It was Eve's Garden and Miss Kitten SK. They both had links to Reddit and links to their own websites. I went to Eve's website and I consumed like everything there, and it was weird for me because if y'all know Eve, she's so straight. But so it felt kind of weird for me, but like she was so genuine and so nice, and she had her little podcasts where she would talk about things. They weren't little podcasts, they were very well thought out. And long. And it just made me like her so much more because she was such a real person, and it really made me fall in love with the idea of erotic audio. 'Cause she's just so, like, she was just so genuine, and you could tell that she loved what she was doing. So, yeah, I ended up commenting on her stuff kind of regularly because she coaxed me out of it with one of her podcasts about why you should, yes. And I chose a super duper gender neutral name because I still was kind of ashamed that I was a girl and I wasn't her target audience. But then eventually, I revealed via comment that I was in fact female. And she was super chill about it, which was just the best ever. What? Eve is such a cool person. And then she linked me to like the one FRF audio she's done ever. And like I was like, whoa, what is this? What is this GWA thing? This is so cool. And I explored on here, and I found more content, and I found F or F things after just maybe like an entire year of consuming content that was just like straight women doing straight woman things. It was so awesome to find content that was like, that was F or F. It was so cool. And I was so happy. And I was like, wow, this is great. So, yeah. Anyway, does anyone in your real life know about this side of you? Yeah, a couple people do. I'm pretty open with it, mostly because I have this one friend, and she tells me about all of her sexual exploits, so we're, like, pretty open about that kind of thing, and since I don't have a lot going on in my real life, but I have this, so I tell her about this, and she's like, dang, get it. And I'm like, at her, in her real life, I'm like, yo, dang, get it. Yeah, so that's that. I've told 4 people, I think. I don't think I'm gonna tell any more. Or maybe I will. I don't know. I keep thinking I hear noises. Someone's, like, gonna come and sneak up on me. But I don't think anyone will. It's kind of late. Yeah. Describe your most favorite sexual experience / explain why. You don't need to go into erotic detail because backstage, but I'm more asking, what's your fondest sexual memory that you can look back and it never fails to bring a smile to your face? That kind of thing. Well, I don't know if I want to explain to you just how lame and unexperienced I am, but, well, I facepalm at the few things that I've done, because I'm just like, that could have gone so much better, but I don't, like, I'm trying to decide whether I just am bad at sex, or if I just wasn't into, like, any of these people enough to care and make it better, you know? But, yeah. Virginity is a social construct, but by the definition, by, like, the most common definition, I am a virgin. But mostly, just because I was hooking up with this guy, I could have gone all the way, but he fucking, like, he was fingering me, and then he just said, can I stick it in? And I'm like, well, now that you said it like that, no. Bruh, what is this? I did not consume copious amounts of audio porn for you to tell me, can I stick it in? And that be, no. No. It was super lame. But you asked for most fondest sex memory. After I denied him that, he did eat me out, and that was very fun, and I liked looking down at his face between my legs. Yeah. It was very nice. I very much enjoyed it. It was a grand old time. Yeah. But I just fucking, like, he did a very good job at that, but he was not doing a very good job at, fingering me, and I just, like, wasn't that wet. I just wasn't. So I'm just like, I am not ready for your cock right now. I'm not. And also, like, bruh, can I stick it in? Who are you? Use your big boy words. I'm heated. I'm heated. Okay. Anyway, last but very, very, very much not least, will you be my friend? Of course I'll be your friend. Let's be friends together. Yeah. Hi. Okay, next question. Right. I am doing a better job at than fuck. I am doing a better job than last time though. My ribs still hurt. What is this? Just a few questions that seem I'm sorry, but I can't I don't know how to pronounce your name. Sudarusu Dio? I think that's how you pronounce it. But just a few questions that seem relative to your above info, but also includes a few relating to GWA. Yeah. 1. Favorite instrument, both to play and how it sounds. Well, I think my favorite, I answered to play, but how my favorite instrument, just objectively, that I don't play is probably the cello. Cellos are sexy. 2. Favorite style of music. I love tango music. Yes. And I love, like, Latin club. Like, I'm not doing a good job at that right now. But Despacito is a fucking jam. And people need to listen to more music like that. Fucking Daddy Yankee. Bomb ass. Favorite ice cream flavor? Chocolate. Chocolate peanut butter. That kind of, yeah. Liked themes of audio for GWA. I like tags, I guess. Or, I don't, themes? I'm trying to think. I like, I think fantasy, fantasy, like, historical or, like, fantasy, like, fairies and shit like that. Those audios are really cool. 5. Weirdest request that you fulfilled for GWA? I don't think it was that weird. I really haven't done anything that weird, but I guess the weirdest thing I did was race play in my Gone Wild Audio Kinko de Mayo exchange. Cinco de Kinko? Yes, that's what it's called. I can't fucking think. But yeah, and it wasn't that, like, it was uncommon, but it wasn't that weird for me to do, because it was just kind of me just explaining myself, you know? Like, how I normally would. Because it's, like, it's not as if I'm not white. Like, all, yeah. It's just accuracy. That's all it is. It's not a kink to me. It's just accuracy. But I found it interesting that she got off to that. Yeah. Cool. There are a couple more. Blue Strawberry X asks, what makes you happy? Well, your username makes me happy. It's adorable. The monkey emojis with the eyes covering that in your question, that makes me happy. It's the little things. It's the cute things. Yeah. Because the world is so vast and scary and gross that you gotta focus on the cute things to make you happy. The little things. Yeah. Yeah. When people are nice to each other, when people are kind, when people, do things that to make others happy, that makes me happy. Now I'm happy. Thanks. Anyway, last up on the list is Throw Away Your Lust. Hi, Lusty. How you doing? Well, number 1, your all-time favorite audio that you made. Huh. I'm trying to think. It might be Okay, so it might be a toss-up between the Cinco de Cinco and a script fill for Belle in the Woods that I recently did. Because that one had the most production value. And it was like the most immersive audio that I've done. But the other one was just very raw and just. I was kind of proud that I was able to improv the Cinco de Cinco. Because usually I'm not that good at improv. You know this. You've heard my improvs. Yeah. And I was able to improv a scenario. But that wasn't that hard because it was just like shit. I was just thinking of like shit that she could do to me. Because I was like tied up. Yeah. But it's still, I'm pretty proud of it. Because she liked it. I'm proud of the ones that get good feedback because I never know how good they are until people say things. Do you see yourself as a dom or sub IRL? I'm pretty subby IRL, I think. Yeah. I feel like when I get really comfortable with someone, then I could dom. But that hasn't happened yet. Three. What type of voice turns you on? Most. Well, not most voices, actually. No. I don't get turned on frequently, just in regular life, by voices. But, like, now that I'm on GWA, a lot of different, like, more kinds of voices turn me on. I do like the gravelly, deeper voices. And I would try to put on a deeper voice. I used to try to do that when I started doing this. But I realized that's dumb, and sometimes it happens naturally, and that some people find my voice sexy the way it is, which is cool. And I find other people's voices sexy the way they are, which is cool. So, yeah. That was super vague. But just, I guess if you're very spirited in what you're saying, then you may be able to turn me on. We'll see. Favorite song to dance to? Despacito. Kinda right now, but that may be ruined by I saw a video of Justin Bieber butchering those lyrics, so like it's kind of tainted because the Biebs. The P the Biebs dropped the ball on that one. I expected nothing less, actually, but that it's not a common song. I couldn't find it on Spotify or like the actual song. I could only find like a couple YouTube videos of people playing it. But there is a dance called Jota Piragua and that song is such a fucking bop. It's not really a bop, it's just, it immediately gets me going. Like, I'll hear it, the first couple notes, and I'll, like, be into it. It's such a good dance. Such a sexy dance, too. And it's not even, like, thrusty kind of sexy, like, grinding kind of sexy. It's powerful and graceful and awesome, and I love it. Yeah. Yeah. Five. Tell us about an audio you'd like to make in the future. Well, I had a new idea for an audio, like a piano teacher audio. I've seen a couple of those, but they were both MDOMs. And I feel like I could take a different approach to the piano teacher, piano student type audio, because I don't know if I've seen any. I think I may have seen a piano student audio, but I didn't click on it, because I don't know why I didn't click on it, but yeah, because I can play the piano. But the piece that I originally wanted to use, I'm kind of rusty with it now, so I thought I could utilize that and do like a kind of punishment type situation where like I keep getting it wrong and then just get spanked. Which, in real life, is just a horrible way to learn how to do an instrument. Positive reinforcement is the way to go. But, yeah, maybe. Maybe, we'll see. The conditions need to be right. Yeah. There are a lot of windows in the room where the piano is, so I don't know if I could follow through, you know, but yeah. And I have neighbors with small children, so that's that. Six. Okay, but why are you so talented, though? What made you take up those instruments? Practice. There's really not a lot to it. Just from a young age, I've been throwing myself into these things endlessly. Like, I should not be as good of a dancer as I am now. I don't think I have a lot of talent, but it's just been instilled in me at such a young age. That's all. That's all you need to do is just practice a lot. What made you take up those instruments? Just interest. If I see something and I want to do it, then I'll do it. And I'll throw all I have at it. Yeah. And that's all, I think. I'm sorry if I forgot your question, but I'm looking through again just to make sure I didn't forget anybody. I'm so tired. Yeah, that's everybody. Thank you for asking questions, and thank you for listening. I'm so happy that you were here on this journey with me. This 2-hour journey. Wow, I didn't think I'd have that many questions. Or maybe I just rambled a shit ton. But my voice has gone from whatever it was before to this mess. Which, I don't know. I think some people might like it, but it hurts my throat, honestly. And I would like to depart now. So, thank you for listening. I didn't edit this at all. So, I don't know if I should just upload it all in one. Or if I should break it up. Yeah. But I'm super tired now. I'm gonna go to bed. Maybe listen to some audios to help me fall asleep. Or maybe I'll upload this first. I don't know. We'll see. Okay, bye-bye.